Well, Vodio Dodo, and here we go with another edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program. Hello, everybody. It's me, your host, Mac, back here again in the studio. Oh, man, I felt like for weeks I was building up to that 20-year anniversary show. For months, probably. Well, I guess it was for years, actually. And now, just back to business as usual. Business as usual, playing records like I've been doing, like I'll continue to do. We started off there with Lannan's Arcadians and a tune called Innocent Eyes on the Perfect Label, a record from 1924. And let's go right now to Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with a 1922 record entitled Stumbling, written by the great Zez Confrey. Getting started here with a few little dance band records. A good way to get things going. Let's continue now with the Virginians. A very hot band. Under the direction of Mr. Ross Gorman. He led a lot of their sessions. And this is a 1922 recording of Why Should I Cry Over You? The Virginians are at their best when they have Miss Patricola singing for them, but they're still good when they do their own stuff. Mm-hmm. Nice. Nice peppy number there from them. Always count on them for that. You know, Jazz is there in 1922. And the Virginians are on the bandwagon. Victor was right there. You know, when Jazz became a trend, there was no thought about, oh, wait a minute, maybe this is the wrong music to be playing for the kids. Maybe we should not record this. Like, no, this is what the kids want. We want to sell records. Let's get in there and sell jazz. And it was the pop music of the day, for sure. Speaking of pop music, this was a very popular one. The Sheik of Araby. Or as I like to say to my friend, I call him the Sheik of Forest Hills. Oh yeah, you know who he is. But this is here one by Ray Miller and his Black and White Boys on the Columbia label from 1921. Oh, yeah. That's one of those staple records. You know, I should compile a list at some point of... I think Rolling Stone does it, or some magazines do it, or I've seen it. You know, records you should know from every decade. And that would be something from the 20s that would be on my list of records you should know from the 20s. You can compile a list of records you should know from the teens, records you should know from the aughts, the biggest ones. And if you're a regular listener to the show, you've probably heard a lot of them. I don't know, a list will make it more official kind of thing, as lists do. Okay. Maybe this year I'll do a list of top 10 songs of 100 years ago. Maybe I'll do that when everyone's doing their top 10 lists. Yes. Good idea, Mac. Good idea. All right. Let's continue now with a couple talking records. Uncle Josh, I like to channel him sometimes. I'm not going to do so right now. I'm going to let him do his thing. Here is a recording that is from 1908, it looks like. And Uncle Josh always having trouble with things. Here he is, Uncle Josh and the photographer.
Well, sir, I've had my picture took, yes, sir. Nancy said she wanted my picture to hang up with the pictures of her first three husbands. I told Nancy I wasn't going to have my picture hung up in any rogue's gallery, and she got to crying about it, and in order to keep peace in the family, I told her I would have it taken while I was down here in New York and had my store clothes on. I thought it would be a good time to have it done. So I went up to one of them picture galleries. A gal took me into a little setting room. She said the picture man was busy, and while I was waiting, I could look at the photographs. Well, they had a lot of them. Some of them had wedding clothes on, and some of them had uniforms on, and there was some of them I wouldn't mention. She showed me a picture of one young lady she said was Miss Rockerbilt in her coming out gown. It looked real handy to me. About all she'd had to do was sneeze and she'd have been out. Then the picture man come out and took me into the next room and asked me how I'd have my picture taken, if I'd have it full length or on a bust. Well, I told him I didn't go on a bus very often, but when I did, I went full length. Well, he asked me how I'd like to have it, and I asked him how he thought I'd take a good picture. He said, well, he thought I'd take a right good picture standing behind a tree. Well, he shut me down the chair and twisted a little pitchfork into the small of my back and turned my head around sideways till my collar was cutting my throat, put my left boot over on my right boot where I had a sore corn, and then told me to look pleasant. Then he got out that picture apparatus, and I guess he was kind of ashamed of what he was doing. He hit his head under a rag while he was at it, while just then a fly got on my nose, and I winked at him, and I blowed at him, and I batted my ears, and the darn little critter wouldn't get off. Well, I paid the fella for the pictures, and he said he'd send them to me, and when they come, Nancy put one of them in the album, and now when she gets out the family album, she says, this is Jim Lawson, and this is Ezra Hoskins, and this is the picture Joshua had taken while he was in New York. It's plain to be seen he was drinking.
Oh, yeah. Uncle Josh, having trouble with that photographer. Yes, he does. Uncle Josh. All right. Let's hear one I don't think I've played before on the show. I really don't know what it's going to be. It is, looks like actually a Columbia recording that was reissued, probably in the teens, but a 1902 recording. So this would make it our oldest recording of the night. Oh, it's going to be one of those descriptive specialties it's listed as anonymous, but one of my sources for dating records on the web lists it as Len Spencer and Gil Gerard. And it's called The Dogfight. Uh-oh, the dog fight. This may not be good.
Dog.
Oh, where's the dog?
Oh, where's the dog? Bring on the dog. Will you come on now? Come on now.
Lord, gents. Now then, gents, this is a dog fight between two dogs. Mickey Donovan's prize bull tramp and Patsy Keneally's sprindle dog, Baloney. Hey, keep them dogs quiet, will you, Jimmy?
All right.
Now, this fight's to be at 25 pounds, give or take a pound, for $100 a side and a side bet of 50. Now, this fight's to be governed according to the New York City rules, sweat or cream. Oh, say, keep them dogs quiet, will you?
All right, Carl.
Now, the boys' thing is the appointment of a church. Now, has anybody got any objections to Mike Doyle?
Why, no. Mike's all right.
Well, then Mike Doyle will judge this fight, and without any outside interference either. See? Hey, keep them dogs quiet, will you, boy?
Why, certainly.
Now, will somebody lend Mr. Riley the timekeeper or watch to hold?
Not on your life. Who the devil will hold Riley?
Now, then, wait the dog. Come on, wake up. What's the matter with those guys? Say, and keep them dogs quiet, will you?
All right, Carl.
Now, then, Mickey Donovan's bull tips the scales at 24 and a quarter pounds. Hey! That's the Canadian spindle terrier Baloney, 25 and a quarter. Hey! Now, then, watch the dog. Now, handle it. Oh, say, keep them dogs quiet, will you?
Why, all right, Carl.
Now, get your instructions. If either of you picks up a dog the second time before the dog points, I'll decide again, you see?
All right.
And when I say put the dog down, why, put him down. And don't follow your dog, neither.
All right, Jim.
Now, then, are you all ready?
Yes.
Well, let him go.
Oh, you got him by the ear.
Ah, happy little parody of a dog fight there. Well, you know, for us, we're probably thinking that's pretty distasteful. And yes, it is. But for them back then, dog fight, I don't know. It was just something they did. You know, it's easy for us to pass judgment 100 years from the time. And yes, dog fighting is not something that should be practiced. Like a lot of the other subjects that they discuss in some of these early records. But that doesn't mean we should never play them and reflect on how far we've come and sometimes how far we've not come. All right, continuing now with one of Al Jolson's first records. Here's a 1912 Victor record called Snap Your Fingers. Go, Al.
Oh, honey, honey. Oh, honey, honey. Just hear that bell. Oh, lovey, lovey. Oh, lovey, lovey. Can you begin to ring? Oh, sweetie, sweetie. Oh, sweetie, sweetie. Don't hesitate. I wanna dance. I wanna dance. I just can't wait. Oh, honey. Oh, honey. Just hold me tight. I'm dancing mad tonight. Snap your fingers and away you go. Snap your fingers and whistle low. just throw your shoulders high. Just roll that roguish die. Snap your fingers as you roll along. You can't go wrong. Don't you leave me, honey. Don't you leave me now. Don't you leave me now. Don't you dare leave me now. Oh, oh, don't say no. Snap your fingers, away you go. Oh, lovey, lovey, oh, lovey, lovey, I'm dreaming, that's all. Oh, sugar baby, oh, sugar baby, don't leave any call. Oh, honey, honey, oh, honey, honey, call me your boy. I want it down, I want it down, I can't tell why. Oh, sweetie, now don't let's go until the rooster crows. Snap your fingers, away you go. Snap your fingers and a whisper low. Just throw them shoulders high. Just roll that roguish die. Snap your fingers as you roll along. You can go wrong. Don't you leave me, honey. Don't you leave me now. I said, don't you leave me now. Don't you dare leave me now. Oh, oh, don't say no. Snap your fingers, away you go.
All right. Nice upbeaty one. I think that was probably Al Jolson's second or third record that he had produced. That Haunting Melody was his first record that he put out on the Victor label in 1911. I'm going to play a couple records now that reflect on America's entry into World War I. And the record industry responded by songs that promoted the war, that promoted volunteering and being part of the action to keep the world safe. So we're going to hear a couple of those titles. First one we're going to hear is by the American Quartet. We happen to do a lot of these songs. They seem to be a lot of quartet songs, sing-along songs. You can imagine the troops singing them as they were marching and so on. And this first one's called Fritzy, Keep Your Head Down, Fritzy Boy. It's a Victor record from 1918.
Keep your head down, Fritzy boy.
the fatherland.
Keep your head down, pretty boy.
Well, it's sort of nice of the American Quartet to give that advice. Keep your head down, Fritzy boy. They're telling him, imagine they're spending many hours in the trenches there looking across no man's land. And they see a helmet pop up. And they're telling him, keep your head down, Fritzy boy, or we'll blow it off. I mean, they probably in war they wouldn't have said anything. They would have just blown it off. So, yeah. Well, let's continue now with another one of these. This is called Tom, Dick, and Harry and Jack, Hurry Back. It's another Victor record from 1918 by the Shannon Four. Right, same call back then as there is today. Send the boys out, but come home safely. That's the hope, always was. All right, continuing now with more music here on the Antique Phonograph Music Program. I'm your host Mac here in the studio once again. Me and the Victor IV talking machine. Playing you a pile of shellac records, cranking this up, changing the needles, and doing what I do, letting you hear the machines as they sounded 100+ years ago, the way people used to listen to music, before Spotify, before radio, before TV. This was it. Maybe you were lucky and had a marching band coming down your main street or a really good church organist on Sunday. But as far as hearing music, recorded music, this was it. And playing the records from the period, it's all about giving you a sense of what people might have been listening to back then. And all these records were available. And they've all been played, not only by me, but by somebody else. You know, I often think about these machines and the records. I'm just a caregiver for them. The machine the records. They should easily outlive me. So, wonder whose life they will pass into next. Who knows? Who knows? But let's continue now with more records. Going to hear now the sentiment from Mr. Billy Jones on a 1922 Columbia record. After being all night out, smoking, drinking, carousing with the flappers, gee, but I hate to go home alone. He means it. I would imagine being out at the speakeasy, drinking bathtub gin. I would hate to go home alone. Right. Okay, continuing now. You know, we heard that last record slowing down because I didn't have the machine wound up enough. But, you know, remember, we're dealing with a spring-driven motor here. I'm winding up these machines. and the needle drops down. It's a fairly heavy tone arm. And some of these records have a fair amount of resistance. Now, I'm going to play an early Columbia record, which are notorious for having a lot of drag, a lot of resistance to the needle, hence slowing down. So let's see if we can get through this. We're going to try it. And this is called Down on the Farm. It's a baritone solo by Mr. J.W. Myers, probably from about 1902. Let's see what happens. Let me give the machine an extra wind. So it has extra power.
Down on the Farm, sung by J.W. Myers, Columbia Records. When the toil of day is over and the crowd are going home, far away beyond the city, all my thoughts begin to roam back to where the flowers are blooming and where all is peace and rest. Back upon the dear old homestead with the ones I love the best. Just a field of new mown hay, just a cottage by the way, just a mother dear to shield me from all harm, just a sweetheart waiting to, with a love that's fond and true, just a dear old-fashioned country home. Down on the farm, just a field of silver hay, just a cottage by the way, just a mother here to shield me from all harm, just a sweetheart waiting to, with a love that's fond and true, just a dear old-fashioned country home. Down on the farm.
Ooh, I love that really tinkly piano sound of those very early records. Really distinct. The sound of the piano changed a lot after a few years. Very, very early it changed. And but there's a particularly tinkly, trebly sound to that piano, which I really love. And those old-timey ballads like that. Oh, yeah. They don't write them like that anymore. And for good reason. We got new crappy love songs to take the place of those old crappy love songs. That's right. Okay, let's move on to some jazzy and bluesy stuff for our last slew of records. We're going to hear now from the father of the blues, Mr. Handy, Mr. W.C. Handy and his orchestra. Early in the days of jazz being a sensation, 1917... Here they are doing the Livery Stable Blues, Handy's Orchestra.
Thank you.
Sorry. Got a little distracted with stuff, as happens here. You know, remember, I'm doing the needles, doing the machines, doing all the stuff, keeping the show going. And, yes. Love that very loose sound of WC Handy's band. It's very fluid. I mean, they're really sort of just exploring the early thing about jazz of it being loose. And, yeah, very nice. Okay, we're going to hear a really good record now, a really good one. Miss Hazel Myers was a blues singer of the 20s. And she didn't really do that many records, from what I understand. But really a New York person. And here she is doing a recording with the great Fletcher Henderson on piano. It's a 1923 Vocalion record on some very nice brown, sort of maroon shellac. He's never gonna throw me down. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a blues title if I ever heard one. The message there is, either you're going to be my man or you're going to be dead. So what are you going to do? And I believe Hazel Myers would mean it. Great record there. Coronet by the great Joe Smith, one of the other great early cornet players of the period, always living in the shadow of Louis Armstrong. Who doesn't if you're a cornet player? But that's going to about do it for this week's show, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back next week in Studio B with a guest. Actually, you know, it's great when folks who are listeners to the show come on, contact me and are interested in coming on the show. And a gentleman actually showed up, Tad Thayer, last week at the 20-year anniversary show to join the festivities. So that was wonderful. He'll be on next week playing records. And as always, you can find me on Instagram. That's right. Phonograph DJ Mac is my moniker there. Phonograph DJ MAC. All sorts of phonograph adventures going on there. And I've got a great page on Facebook called Antique Phonograph Enthusiasts, where it's experts and newbies to the hobby asking questions, showing machines, playing records, and so on. So that's going to about do it for this edition, folks. I'm going to leave you now with Eddie Elkins Orchestra and a tune called Kiki Koo, Kiki Koo, You for Me, Me for You. So until next week, folks, it's your host, Mac, of the Antique Phonograph Music Program, saying nighty-night, everybody.
Yeah, this is WFMU East Orange and WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
To make your tired heart sing. tired of being a spokesman for every tired thing. There's nothing in the world outside, just some things that I can see from the side. I'm just a shy boy sitting in a house when everyone is gone. From now on, from now
well his wicked ways and cause of bitterness. Grudge held from his childhood days as if life had loved him less. Reading down his list of names, he ticks them one by one. He points the barrel at the sky, firing shots off at the sun. The dream he knows his kingdom's come. Breathe a sigh, self-satisfied, the work is in good hands. He shoots the coins into the air and follows where the money lands.